It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Kreshap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Kreshap. What a Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens did we have at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Padraig Harrington wins the inaugural tournament by shooting scores of 67, 65, 67 for a 199 total, 17 under par. He wins by 2 shots over Y.E. Yang. Jason Karen, what a story this is. A club pro now has full exempt status onto PGA Tour champions next year by virtue of his finish at Pleasant Valley Country Club. He finished at 202, 14 under par, tied for third with Hiroyuki Fujita. Cameron Percy finished tied for fifth along with Stuart Sink at 13 under par. Stuart Sink unfortunately had to lug myself and the Bet Saracen team around Pleasant Valley in the Thursday Pro-Am. It was great to play with Stuart, and what a class act he was. Coming up on this edition, I sit down with Padraig Harrington. We relive his winning moment at Pleasant Valley Country Club, and we talk about the week that was for him in Arkansas. But first, I want to get the thoughts of Ken Duke. He had a lot on his plate trying to win in his home state. On the tee, Ken Duke.
Ken, I guess outside of winning the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens, everything went good?
It was unbelievable. Hospitality over the top, the volunteers over the top, the clubhouse unbelievable. The golf course was perfect. We had the one bad rain day, but it still played okay. You know, we stopped for a little bit, but it was fine. The big names were at the top. You know, that's what they needed, and that's what they got. And it was a great finish, great finish.
What was the reaction from the players that you heard?
They couldn't do enough for them. You know, from hospitality, from picking up their car, to going to the hotel, when they got to the club, if they needed anything, you know, they were there for them. And we don't get that much at all. Simmons and Stevens, it was one unbelievable. It's a great, great event.
I know the caddies were taken care of well, too. Yeah. Frank Fletcher opened up his hotel and said, yeah, caddies, y'all got a room, and you don't have to pay a dime for it.
Yeah, they don't get too many perks. And obviously with the halfway house down there, with like their little home down there right by the range, that's where they can hang out. And the food was unbelievable for them as well. And what Frank did and opened up a room, I mean, giving them a room, that's the thing. That's just Arkansas for everybody. You know, they did really want to open the door for everybody first time here. Nobody really knew anything about it. You know, a few people's been here, but not much. And they wanted to really make an impression. But that's just the way they are. It's not really about impression. They just want to say, hey, welcome to Arkansas. We thank you for coming.
Your thoughts on Padraig and his playing?
It was great. We were on the plane ride over here, and he said, hey, Ken, tell me about the course. Mm-hmm. He says, it ain't rough. I said, no. He said, perfect. You know, because he said he's not the straightest driver, but he hits it the longest. But obviously, he made some good chips. He made some good putts, and he was a great champion.
Your thoughts on Phoenix?
I'm excited. 5 years I've been out here, and I made it there every year, and that's been always a goal. This year, my goal is to get in the Simmons Bank Championship and to get to Phoenix. It was a tough week for me here, but I saw everybody I needed to see, and then I'm going to Phoenix. I'll play as good as I can there, but more than any, just excited to be there and excited to go into the next year.
When you walked the fairways of PV, you knew basically everybody out there, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, my caddy said, man, I can only imagine how Tiger Woods does this every single week. I mean, they don't know him personally, like a lot of those people knew me personally. But, man, they just welcomed me in. I haven't seen some of these people in 20, 30 years, but they felt like it was yesterday. It was just a wonderful experience for me, and everyone's pulling for me. They want me to do well, which I do too, but it wasn't about me. It was not about me. It was about the tour family from the PGA Tour Champions coming here and enjoying Arkansas. That's what it was about.
I don't think we, next year can get here soon enough.
No, you know, I saw George this morning talking to him a little bit, some things they're already starting to talk about next week, and since it's fresh on their mind, and I don't know if there's much they can do differently. Just hopefully have the same weather. That's the key. Besides that, they're first class.
Ken, good luck in Phoenix.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of George Makris, I had the chance to catch up with him too, the executive chairman of Simmons Bank, to get his thoughts on the first Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens.
George, you have to be pleased with how everything turned out.
Oh, it couldn't have been better. I don't know really what I expected for the first year, but it exceeded those expectations.
It seemed like all of Arkansas, all of Little Rock that loves golf, knows about golf, was at Pleasant Valley this past weekend.
I think you're absolutely right. And you know, those that didn't know much about golf had a wonderful time too. There are so many events going on during the tournament that kids, adults alike, can really enjoy the atmosphere.
Padraig Harrington, what a champion in year one.
Oh, you know, all these guys are great. And I've said it over and over again. These Champions Tour golfers that come in are wonderful people. Great to be around, and Padraig's right up there at the top of the list. Couldn't ask for a better first-year champion. Very gracious. Looking forward to coming back, as I hope all the guys are.
You're already working on year number two, and bigger and better is what Simmons will do?
Absolutely. I got to spend a little time with Ken Duke this morning, and Ken was saying how much he enjoyed that. But we're going to listen to those guys. I'm sure we can improve the product, and we're going to do that. And we're looking forward to the second year.
Congratulations on year one.
Okay. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it very much.
I also had a chance to sit down with Freddie Black, a man that has had little sleep over the last several weeks. Freddie poured his heart and soul into the first Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. Here are the thoughts from the tournament chairman, Freddie Black.
Freddie, what are your thoughts on the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens?
Well, it couldn't have gone better. I know the weather messed us up a little bit on Saturday, but the crowds were great. The fans were great. I think everybody that participated in, whether it's a pro-am or just coming to the tournament, just had just a new renewed pride in the city of Little Rock, because we had a PGA Champions event here, and it was televised worldwide. And the people that watched it on television are just going, wow, wow. The announcers just did a beautiful job of promoting the city for us, really. And the hospitality of the people in Little Rock, whether it was at a restaurant or the hotel or where it was, all the interactions were just wonderful. So
I know that a lot of people were apprehensive about whether or not Little Rock could support a PGA Tour Champions event. And I think that Little Rock showed that it can support professional golf.
We showed them. We showed them in a big way. So, and I think there's just going, you know, I'm already hearing from businesses that weren't involved that want to be involved. I told our salespeople last night, don't make any commitments. We sit down and we got to get our plan together. You know, are we going to add hospitality, or is it going the pricing look different, or, you know, what worked, what didn't work, what can we retool? So the planning's already in process. We're going to have a meeting pretty quick. I know George and Elizabeth and I'm sure we'll get together next week, if we don't this week, and start putting that list together of how we improve the event for the city.
Could you have had a better champion in year one?
Hey, that was so cool that Padraig won. I took him to the Rotary on Tuesday. He was awesome. Just a good guy and such a well-known name to be our first champion. There was a bunch of deserving players out there that could have been champion, but for it to be him, after I'd gotten to know him a little bit, and you know, I'd watched him play golf for, you know, a long time, and so I told him that last night. I said, I can't think of a better, if it's not Ken Duke, because he's our ambassador, then man, we're so proud to have you as our champion.
Well, Freddie, I think it went off without a hitch. Congratulations to you, your team, Simmons Bank, Stevens, for putting on a world-class golf event.
Thank you, Trey. It's just it was just fun for me to be part of such a important, powerful team that never worked together before. And I think the results speak for themselves.
It's time to take a break here on From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Remember, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game from sports injuries to joint replacement. They provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. When we come back, you will hear from the inaugural Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens champion Padraig Harrington.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Real quick, need to thank one of our great partners, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. I know people that came into town for the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens stayed in some Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel properties. If you want to do the same, find them on the web, bphotels.com. What a champion. Padraig Harrington shoots 17 under par over three rounds at Pleasant Valley Country Club in the inaugural Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. On the tee, the champion, Padraig Harrington.
Padraig, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. Congratulations. 2024 Simmons Bank Championship champion. That feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly feels good. Sounds good. You know, it's my first time in Arkansas, first time at Little Rock. Simmons Bank ran a great event this week. It was obviously presented by Stevens as well. It was a big event, you know, and this is what we like on the championship. We love when we come to somewhere that doesn't necessarily have PGA Tour golf. We're really appreciated then. And the crowds turned out. They created a great atmosphere. And the big thing about the Champions Tour is we're hitting shots to try and relive our past glories. And without the crowds, without that sort of buzz, without the excitement, without the pressure, that couldn't be possible. So this was a perfect week. They had a real amphitheatre over the last couple of holes, three holes around the water. So there was quite a buzz to it. A lot of pressure on those three holes too. So it was nice to get through it and prove myself once again.
There was a buzz around the city, and I think it started when it was announced back, I believe, August of 2023, that the PGA Tour Champions was bringing a playoff event here to Little Rock. When you first found out about that, Ken Duke, Glenn Day, what did they tell you about golf in Arkansas?
Yeah, we were asking, you know, I'm shocked I've never been here. Like, I've been everywhere in the States. Why have I not played golf here before? And you know, we were asking, and first of all, we asked, well, what's the weather going to be like? And surprising that it was... You know, you kind of think, I'm kind of thinking it's going to be like Arizona-ish or something like that. But no, the fall is here. Beautiful colours, beautiful, you know, the changing colours. And then a fantastic temperature. I don't know if that was seasonal, but, you know, during the week it was, you know, 80s, which it hasn't. We haven't been pretty cool for us the last couple of weeks. So couldn't ask for more. Really couldn't. It was fabulous. And, you know, the guys were telling me, Glenn and Ken couldn't have done more. They kept asking the players, the caddies, what could we do? What can they do? And I've seen that a bit with the Irish Open myself. You take ownership of your home event. You want everybody to speak well of it. And I think they will speak well of this event. I don't think anybody could have seen anything that they would have wanted any different.
Not just because you won, but realistically, I mean, where does this tournament rank on the PGA Tour champions?
Well, it's right at the top now because of the spectators. So that's the real big key. It's how much you can create an atmosphere. And there's others like it, but I wouldn't see anyone that surpasses it in terms of the fans turn out. They want us, you know, they want us there. The club, Pleasant Valley, wants us here. And that's really nice. We appreciate that, and it creates that buzz and the excitement. It couldn't have been a better week. And as a playoff, there's a lot of pressure involved, and everybody's playing for different things. Like, I was trying to win the event today, but there was two or three guys on the leaderboard up there who had one eye on trying to get in the top 36, which obviously made it difficult for them to really, truly challenge for the lead, because they had to be somewhat cautious not to fall back. So, you know, maybe that was to my advantage. It was a playoff event, but I was obviously under a little bit of pressure too, because if I didn't win this week, I couldn't go on and win the Charles Schwab Cup fully. So I needed to win as well.
A lot of pressure out there. Most people, I don't think, understand how much pressure you guys are under from time to time, week to week.
Yeah, it's a very tight cut on the Champions Tour. 36 players keep their card. That's exceptionally tight. You can be a good player playing well and just have an average year and you'll be outside. Thankfully, as a Hall of Fame player, I'm grandfathered in. Mm-hmm. And it's only now that I appreciate those things, because I see my friends, you know, who are struggling on that and the pressure that it comes down to. Yeah, we enjoy the weeks. We enjoy around the tournaments. But the players practice and work pretty hard still. And, you know, they get, I suppose, you know, look, they take pride in what they do for sure. And obviously it gets a little bit tight. I think a lot of players realise as well, you know, you get a certain lifespan out here. You know, there's new guys coming in every year. I think I was counting up, there was about seven new guys in the top 36. So that's seven guys who have to move on. So everybody out here actually works pretty hard, because they probably feel like they're going to get, you know, 5-6 years at it, rather than thinking that, you know, if you're on the PGA Tour, I think when people get on that, they actually think they're going to be there forever. Whereas the Champions Tour, they know that there's an inevitable end to this.
When you arrived on property, what was your first reaction to Pleasant Valley?
I really like the look of it. You know, I like this style of golf course for sure. I when it comes to the Champions Tour, I like when we go to a kind of older golf course. Not a big fan playing wise of you know, new builds with houses. Just mm-hmm. because there's a lot of out of bounds stakes. So this week we didn't have that. You know, we were in Corral Lynn on the golf course, which suits my game. So I felt comfortable on the course right from the start.
First round, Friday, you see a couple of guys shoot really, really well, and you're right there in the mix.
Well, you're under a lot of pressure in the first round of a Champions Tour event, because you know if you shoot level par, you can't really get to the 15 under mark that you're probably thinking about. So you got to get off to a quick start. And, I think probably the hardest round of the week is that first round. I was 3 under playing the last, and I made an eagle on the last, which was huge for me. To get myself to that 5 under mark was within touching distance. You know, if I'd finished off, again, as I just said, if you shoot level par the first day, your tournament's over. There's not enough time to catch up. You got to be quick off the marks on the Champions Tour, and you got to keep the pedal down, to be honest. You're not going to get away. You know, you got to get to that 15 under par, or like 17 under this week. The greens were really good this week, so we knew the scoring was going to be good.
You told a lot of people that you've heard how many times that it hadn't rained here in 100 days. And then All of a sudden Saturday, it seemed like it came from nowhere. And you're out there in the middle of just downpours.
Yeah, it was very strange, because the weather apps weren't giving that at all. And as I said, a lot of people said it hasn't rained here for 100 days. And I kept looking, but it's raining now. I don't think if they gave me $1 for every time it was said to me, I don't think I would have made it up to my prize fund this week, but I certainly would have been a healthy return. But look, we're used to playing whatever we get. You know, again, the one thing out the Champions Tour is the players are seasoned players. They know how to get themselves around and do everything they need. They're very capable at managing themselves. And in my group on nine, I remember that my two guys in the worst of it, probably the longest par four in the course, and we all walked off. I hit a good drive, so I kind of broke the back of the hole, but the lads, they were hitting driving 3 wood up short of the green, but they still made their pars. They didn't moan about it. You know, they didn't go, oh, this is unfair. They just got on with it, and they know how to get the job done. They made their pars, and they, you know, moved on for when the weather improved.
And sometimes it's just luck of a break, right? When you get the weather, I mean, you've won the Open Championship before. You get good breaks, and sometimes you get bad breaks with weather.
Oh, absolutely. And even this week, it rained safe. When we were out in the course, it rained for about 30 minutes. It can be, depends on the hole you're on, whether that affects you or not. You know, if it's a short par four, it's not that big a deal to play it in the rain. If it's a long par four, you know, a tight par four, then all of a sudden it's quite a big deal. So it really is, you can get lucky and unlucky in golf. Now, over the course of a year, it evens itself out. You know, even the course of a whole tournament, if you can keep your head on straight, it should even out as well. But it's very hard to win a tournament without getting a few good breaks and avoiding maybe a few bad ones.
After Friday and Saturday, 36 holes in, you have 18 holes left to win the title. What was your mindset going into Sunday?
Very much my mindset was myself and Steve Alker were 2 shots ahead of the chasing pack. And I knew if we could go forward, it really put a lot of pressure on those guys. You know, in my head, if I shot 5 under as I did today, it meant that the guys outside of Steve needed to shoot 7 under. And yes, you can go shoot 7 under on a day that you feel good. But it's hard to shoot 7 under when you've got a chance of winning a tournament, when you're under that little bit of stress. So I that was the biggest key, was to go forward. Even if the two of us, you know, shot 5 under each on the front nine, I'd have taken that just because I wanted to get away from the pack. Now, as it turned out, Steve didn't get a great start, a few unlucky breaks. I got the start. I wasn't sure. I don't watch leaderboards. So it was only when I made a bogey on 14 that I decided I needed to look at a leaderboard just to get a feel for what I needed to do, whether I needed to chase hard. But strange enough, I kind of stuck to the same concept I had all day, that I wanted to try and make birdies. If I could chase birdies out there, make some birdies, it would counteract any mistakes. That was my basic goal, was go out there, make, you know, try and make the 5, 6, 7 birdies. And if I had 2 or 3 bogeys, well, still it'd be a good return. Whereas sometimes when you're in the lead, you get quite defensive, which I thought I would struggle if I was defensive today. It wasn't, you know, going out and shooting 72 or 71 wasn't going to win the tournament. And I think I was proved right in the end.
No doubt about it. If you look at TPC Sawgrass, 16, 17, 18, the finish there, the bear trap, how does Around the Lake here, you're a member now.
Honorary member, yes.
Pleasant Valley Country Club, 16, 17, 18. How tough of a finish is that?
16 is particularly tough. It's a very small target for the length of shot. You know, 173 yards I had in there off a good tee shot. You know, I hit 3 iron off the tee, but I got it out there like 260. If you hit any further, you're getting into a very narrow bottleneck. So you hit to that spot and then you're forced in from, as I said, about 170 yards into the green there. Very, very small green. Thankfully, it wasn't that windy this week, because that would be one of the toughest shots of the year. Then you get 17, it's a 220-yard, 230-yard par 3, depending where they put the pin, over the water. It's an interesting hole. You just, you know, if you get a good strike, you're fine. You know, the two bunkers, especially the bunker on the left, protects you from the water as long as you strike it well. So it's one of those holes. Make a good swing, make a good strike, and you know, it's a very, very narrow green, but if you do hit it on the green, you're going to have a birdie chance. And then 18 is the classic risk reward. Saw a lot of balls in the water on the left during the week. You know, it's your classic hole. If you drive it down the fairway, you're going in with an iron to the par 5 and you got a great chance. And it was down off the right, so it couldn't have been easier than it was today. So it was a drive and a 5 iron for me today. Couldn't have been better conditions. But again, you know, I didn't want to mess up. I played the drive down the middle, but I just hit a smooth one. You know, I wasn't going after it. And the second shot, you know, I played it safe. I didn't go over the water at all. I held it up the right-hand side because I had the luxury of it. But what's great about 18 is if you were chasing, if you're two shots behind, you know, you can make eagle down there quickly and, you know, could change the whole course of an event.
How was that walk up 18?
You know, you don't often win tournaments where you can walk up 18 and enjoy it, you know. And once I hit my second shot on the green, I had at least three putts to win it. So I think I was pretty comfortable. I was able to wave to the crowds and enjoy it. And there was big grandstands. It was a big feel to the, you know, the finish there. The crowds all turned out. There was it's kind of an amphitheater up to the clubhouse. It's quite as good a finish, finishing hole as you would get in terms of spectators and crowds and fans. And it was a nice one to be able to enjoy that walk, especially with my caddy Ronan.
I like to ask this question to my guest. Favorite golf course you've ever played? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, Royal Portrush tends to be my favorite that I've played, in sense of it's a great golf course, and there's some great golf courses all throughout the world, many of them in Ireland. But I played great in Portrush, have some great memories of there. Like, I could easily say Portmarnock. I could easily go Ballybunion. You could go Lahinch. You could go Waterville. There's so many great links. You know, you go to Adair Manor for where they're having the new, where they're having the Ryder Cup in 2 years' time. There's so many there. But again, a lot of it, as I said, probably Portrush because it's some great memories. I think, you know, if I came to the States, you know, there's great courses all around the States. I love the two courses out in LA, you know, Riviera and LA Country Club, two great golf courses. But there's many of them in the States. You know, the States, you nearly shouldn't be asked which is your favorite course in the States. You should be asked which is your favorite course in each state. And Pleasant Valley is my favorite in Arkansas.
There you go. Living or deceased, you and three other golfers that you would like to play a round of golf with. I mean, you get to play with everybody.
I choose my family. You know, my dad and brother straight away. If I was looking at professional golfers, you know, I wouldn't have seen Jack at his peak. So I'd like to see peak Jack, Sam Snead, and Ben Hogan.
You're an honorary member of Pleasant Valley Country Club, and you're coming back next year to try and defend.
I'll be coming back for the next 4 years, but let's see if I can maybe bring a few friends and play some social golf here.
Padre, congratulations. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Trey.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels, on the web at bphotels.com.
That will just about wrap it up for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I want to thank Padre Harrington. He had a lot to do after winning the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens and signed a lot of flags in the men's grill, sat down, had a conversation with Freddie and George, and then sat down with me for this episode of From the Short Grass. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy your new champion at Pleasant Valley. In fact, he's a member now, got that honorary membership, and as you heard him, he hopes he can come back and play a little social golf out at Pleasant Valley. Hey, I saw a lot of you out there. Thanks for coming up and saying hello and how much you enjoy this golf podcast. It means a lot to me. So remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more, and I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.